As a president of IWS, one of the things that I'm charged with is to be the guardian of the mission of the school and to be the communicator of the mission of the school, as well as the faculty and the staff and the board. All of us serve that function. But for the next few sessions, I want to lay out for you what the mission of IWS is, what we exist for, just so we're all clear, all on the same page with that. But first, I want to read you a brief history of IWS. This is out of our catalog. This was actually written by Bob. The Institute for Worship Studies was conceived in the early 1990s by Robert Weber. The goal from the beginning was to offer academic courses to train pastors, music ministers, worship leaders, theologians, church leaders, and lay people to understand and practice renewed worship. In the mid-90s, two programs were begun in conjunction with established seminaries. A program of studies leading toward the Doctor of Ministries degree was begun in connection with Northern Baptist Seminary in Lombard, Illinois. At the same time, a Master of Theological Studies in Worship Studies was established at Tyndale Seminary in Toronto, Canada. These programs of study still exist. Actually, I'm not sure the one at Northern still exists. They're revamping it. I think they're going to reintroduce it within the next, next year or so. Numerous applications were made to Northern by music ministers and worship leaders who had completed their master's degrees in music but wanted doctorates in worship studies. Because a master's in divinity was required for entrance into the DMin, these students were rejected for graduate study. It was Robert Weber's conviction that there should be a doctoral program of worship study with wider admission standards. This degree should teach worship from a biblical, historical, theological, and cultural perspective without requiring a theological master's degree or its equivalent. James Hart, then the music minister of Grace Episcopal Church in Orange Park, Florida, committed the use of their church campus for the school. Hart made the appropriate connections in the state of Florida, and the Institute for Worship Studies was established as an authorized nonprofit school in the state of Florida. With assistance through membership in the Florida Council of Private Colleges, a state-approved educational association. The Institute for Worship Studies opened with its first class of 20 students in June of 1999. Since that time, it has steadily grown and matriculates nearly 55 students a year. The Masters of Worship Studies program began in 2002. Students are enrolled from more than 40 denominations and fellowships from nearly every state and numerous countries, including Canada, China, France, Japan, Costa Rica, Vietnam, Singapore, Spain, Taiwan, and Argentina. Now, I'd like to take just a few minutes to explicate with you the mission of IWS. And if you allow me, I'm going to read this. The Robert E. Weber Institute for Worship Studies forms servant leaders in Christian worship renewal and education through graduate academic praxis rooted in biblical, historical, theological, cultural, and missiological reflection in community. This mission statement for IWS was initially crafted by Bob Weber and hashed out in faculty and board meetings over a period of about a year. In light of the importance of this short statement, I would like to examine it a little more closely. First, what does it mean that we form servant leaders? Leadership formation involves much more than the communication of ideas and information from faculty to students, accompanied by the regurgitation of those ideas and information back to the faculty in papers and tests. Instead, our concept of servant leadership formation is rooted in a highly applicable, learner-based educational philosophy in which the faculty and administrators of IWS come alongside the students as colleagues, co-learners, and spiritual cohorts and mentors. The faculty and administrators use their experiences and expertise to facilitate the students' learning process, resulting in a formational educational approach that benefits all of us, faculty and students alike. Faculty encourage spiritual formation in the students so that they may be prepared to minister to both the hearts and the minds of God's people. Additionally, students are challenged to reflect on the material presented in each course in terms of how the material can be effectively integrated into their ministry context. The class sessions focus on building an intentional learning community and incorporate this student-directed, highly relational instructional philosophy. A servant attitude is engendered in which the entire community is encouraged to serve the Lord, to serve one another, and to serve the world which God loves so deeply and extravagantly. One of our graduates, a seminary professor in one of the largest seminaries in America, stated, "This is the future of education. Someday, all education will be like this." Alan Briscoe, Jim Dodge, and I have been working on a promotion for IWS. One of the descriptors that we wrote in that process is that IWS provides an applicable and stimulating graduate education that prepares passionate Christ followers intellectually and spiritually to participate in the worldwide renewal of the church through meaningful, relevant, and honoring worship of the triune God. Second, what is Christian worship renewal and education? This is the keystone of this mission statement. Please allow me to quote from my eulogy of Bob at his memorial service last June. In reflecting, this is a quote, in reflecting on the single most important lesson I learned from Bob, I think it's probably this. Bob taught me how to dance with God. He taught all of us that our worship, Christian worship, is in truth a participation or entering into the loving community, that perichoresis or dance of the triune God. It's almost as if the triune God is engaged in an eternal Jewish round dance of love, joy, and peace, a dance of victory over the powers of sin, evil, and death. And one spot is always left open for us, for you and for me, to come and dance. Worship renewal is founded on the understanding that Christian worship is not an experience or emotion that we conjure up or initiate, but rather it is entering into the ongoing loving worship of the Trinity. Additionally, Christian worship is rooted in the life, death, resurrection, ascension, and second coming of Christ as he calls us to take our place in the restoration of the entire created order. Bob wrote that, quote, "Worship is a celebration of God's saving deeds in Jesus Christ," end quote. Of course, worship education is the aspect of our responsibility to communicate and teach the true meaning of Christian worship to those God has entrusted to us. We are called to be catalysts for worship renewal in our congregations, schools, and communities. Next, we have the phrase, through graduate academic praxis grounded in biblical, historical, theological, cultural, and missiological reflection. All courses at IWS are prepared with the belief that worship must be rooted in the biblical narrative, drawing on the rich treasures of Christian history and committed to glorifying God in the postmodern context. It was Bob Weber's conviction, shared by all of us in the IWS community, that the way to the future runs to the past. In his new book being published this year, Ancient Future Worship, Bob wrote this, quote, "I affirm the Bible as the final authority in all matters of faith and practice. Instead of disregarding the developments of faith in the church, however, I draw on the foundational interpretations of the church fathers and the creeds and practices of the ancient church. These are the sources in which Christian truth has been summarized and articulated over against heretical teaching. I draw from the entire history of the church together with its many manifestations, Orthodox, Catholic, and Protestant, particularly the Reformers and Evangelicals. I use these biblical ancient roots together with insights and practices from Christian history to constitute the foundation for addressing the issue of delivering the authentic faith and great wisdom of the past into the new cultural situation of the 21st century. These three matters, roots, connection, and authenticity in a changing world, will help us maintain continuity with historic Christianity as the church moves forward," end quote. Lastly, all of this formation and worship renewal happens in the context of a community. It is our confident conviction that education that is spiritually formative takes place best in the womb of a nurturing, supportive, and diverse communal environment. The process of community development is energized and reinforced here through worshiping, studying, eating, fellowshipping, and ministering together during our on-campus sessions, particularly eating. That's a high point. And we are striving to maintain that communal ethos while we are away from this sacred place through various kinds of interactions involving distance media and regional fellowships. In our report to the Accrediting Association, Bob wrote this, "IWS is committed to an organic understanding of a story-formed approach to the Christian faith. We are committed not only to the unity of all knowledge of God's story and history, but also to all ministry as applied theology. We do not sever ministry from God's story, but situate it in God's story through reflection in the biblical, historical, theological, cultural, and missiological disciplines. We seek, therefore, to form all ministry by the divine narrative, not by the cultural narrative. Amen.